Hello and welcome. You're listening to Be the Cause podcast, conversations that cause health. I'm your host, Amanda Plevel. We have some food for thought, so let's bring it to the table. We are gearing up and shifting gears, training. I'm so excited. The start of 2024 is going to bring about some really awesome, crazy, cool changes for us here at ANMC, but for all of you guys as well. And here's why. I was absolutely floored. I research a lot. I learn a lot. You know me by now. I like to study. I like to learn. I like to be on top of things and pay attention to what the needs are. And a recent Harris poll said that 73% of Americans feel that conventional medicine is failing them, that the system is failing them. And 65% said that they believe that they would have better health if they had a better relationship with their practitioners. They said that the reasons why Americans were feeling like they were being let down in medicine was because of cost, accessibility, they have to drive too far, the difficulty of getting an appointment, a referral, or the waiting game, and the length of time that it takes to get in with somebody, and how hard the referral process was, and just the general relationship, lack of relationship that they have with their providers. And that kind of summarized why they thought the medical system was failing them. Once they did get in, they didn't feel like it met their needs, or they had already found what they needed before they were able to get in with their practitioner. So I was really floored and astonished to hear that, but also very excited because we have addressed every one of those concerns at ANMC. In January, just gets to address them even more. I'm so excited. So we're getting very busy where we're booking out about 6 months also. That's terrible news when people are needing to get in and they can't wait for 6 months. So we have developed a whole new process, a whole new conversation, a whole new model to healthcare. And I'm so excited to roll it out. So I'm going to give you kind of the basics of it. We'll definitely be talking about it more as we go on. But here's kind of the picture. Here's the image that you can create in your head. We all wait. Picture this square, picture this seat that a practitioner sits in, and we all wait to get in with our practitioner. Now, this time is limited because we're limited to where this practitioner is located, and we're limited to their time. And so by the time we finally get into them, and we have to take time off work, and we have cost, and we have the drive, and we have just the accessibility of getting there. That is what puts a limiting cap on everything. This drives up cost of services. It drives up the cost for the individual because they have to lose time from work. They have to have a drive. They might have a stay over. And so this is a very limited mentality. It is definitely leading to burnout of practitioners, and clients and patients aren't getting served either. Now, once you finally get to see the practitioner, they determine your need and then get you to where you need to go. And then you start the lengthy process and the difficult process of trying to get the referral. Have you ever had that back and forth, phone tag, or finally getting the conversation going, or finally getting to talk to them only for them to not know what you're getting referred for? It has been a difficult challenge. And so many people are falling through the cracks. They're not getting help while they're waiting for getting into the person that they need to see. And so in an effort to add to the continuum of care, see, conventional medicine is fantastic for acute and emergency and preventative, and we definitely need to keep that in their boat. But when they're bombarded by integrative and wellness-based things, especially challenges with chronic illness, there is a whole other landscape that can integrate on this continuum of care. And that's where we come in. And so instead, we're introducing more of a coach-led system that is client-focused and proactive. In this model, costs can get reduced, accessibility is vastly increased, and the ease of getting in with an appointment is incredible. You can get in days and weeks rather than months and even a year. So the process starts with a screening. So here at ANMC, how we're going to take this global new idea into our local spot at ANMC is we're going to have what's called initial consult screenings. So you get to come in and get all of the data, get all of the story, get all of the assessments, get everything right then and there. So you call within days, you're in an appointment. The screener is taking all of your data and all of your information. And then that is being provided to the practitioner, where you are then able to get started right away on a plan while the whole game is getting figured out. Then you come up with some main goals that you want to accomplish for the year. You work with your coach and you're assessed throughout the whole year so that you're meeting those goals, so that by the time you get back to your practitioner in a year, you've made progress on these top three goals. Maybe it's weight, maybe it's cholesterol, maybe it's blood pressure. But now you're in a proactive stance. You're in a causative health stance. You've been creating a relationship with a care team that is helpful for you to be proactive and learn and strategize and come up with education and help you incorporate all of your skills into your life. So there's going to be so much that is going to benefit you as the client as we roll out this new model as part of our services here at ANMC. So stay tuned. You can go to the website, anmcholistichealth.com, right away and start just kind of perusing and pay attention to all of the things that we're doing. I'm gonna before we get to our wrap up and end with some positive suggestions for healing, I'm just on the top of the moon right now because we got featured in Fox, CBS, NBC, ABC, and Yahoo. So on our website, there's a page called In the News, and there are links to all of those articles. You can definitely go check out why we made the news. So that is pretty exciting. And then we just got stats on our podcast, the one that you're listening to right now. And cool upon cool, you guys are awesome. We are a top rated top 10 podcast by half of our users. Gets even better. We are a top 5 podcast rated by a third of our users. And drum roll, please, we are a number one ranked podcast for 10% of our users, which grew by 47% new listeners, 72% more followers. So this is so exciting. You guys, we're definitely having awesome conversations. You have been a part of it this whole time. I thank you so much for bringing all of these things to the table. So, so, so exciting. So stay tuned. We'll definitely be talking more and more about what is coming in the new year. Lots of good things to look forward to. So taking all that excitement, all that energy, let's take some deep breaths. Bringing it down a little bit. We're going to cause some health right now. I see opportunity everywhere I look. Opportunity is there. It's everywhere. It's there for me every day. I feel overwhelmingly confident and positive every day with the abundance of opportunities that are out there for me. I attract good things. I attract amazing, wonderful things. I attract health. I attract ideas for better health. I am a person that is destined to be successful. I live the life of my dreams. And the life of my dreams includes feeling healthy, proactively working towards the better, better, better life every day. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better, healthier and healthier. I love that I have a team that can support me. I love that I have a team that is bringing new conversations to the mix with me as the client in mind. I know my value. I honor my worth. I'm worthy of receiving good things. And I'm so proud of what the world continues to give me, and that I have been brought to this place where I am learning, growing, and helping the world change. Much love, everybody. So excited. Thank you for joining us. And so we thank you for joining the whole conversation. We're at the end of the year. We've been spending a whole year together where we've been having conversations. And I encourage you to keep going and having conversations of your own and go out and cause health in your world.